Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Don't worry about it.
go to either your Duane Reade, or you can go to a Walgreens or a CVS or a 7-Eleven. You can pick up a Green Dot card, a local card, where you can go ahead and make sure it says PayPal. You can go ahead and put the money on there, and you can read the numbers off and give it to whoever's your client or the person you're sending it to, and they can basically input the numbers into add money on your PayPal, and it instantly goes there with no taxes or anything. So that's another way you can use instead of receiving money via PayPal. And those who have PayPal, make sure you change your PayPal to a business account, because you can also use that to report for your taxes. And you can also, with the PayPal also, you can use that for business transactions and things like that. And you can also receive a PayPal business card, debit card, that you can use to, for transactions and things of those sorts. And it says business on there. And it's definitely a good look when you're trying to do business in general. In 2013, let's get mobile with our businesses. You know, we have so many different apps with the iPhone. You can get apps for your Square. You got all kinds of computing apps. Now you can actually send all your emails and stuff via your phone. Sometimes you can send your documents. And sometimes you might have contracts that you need to send off. You can actually get your contracts and put all the documents on your phone now, and then you can send off documents to people while you're right there in front of you guys, you know. It's so many different things that you can do. Now you can link your phone and print out documents through your phone if you have the documents synced up, and you can print them out on your wireless printer. It's all different type of things that you guys can do in order to be mobile. Let's get mobile with our businesses. There shouldn't be any hang-ups and everything when it comes to your business when you become mobile. You know, you have your home station, but you want to become mobile with everything that you're doing. Also, another good thing, if you're a photographer out there and you're doing photography, you know, the monitor, the field monitor, is also a good way, you know, so you can see your subject at the same time with different angles, and you don't have to sit here and struggle using the regular viewfinder that is on the camera. So that's another thing to check out, you know, and check out some different type of rigs for different angles and things like that. Also, Business Wednesdays, knowing, you know, your business associates. You know, not all everyone that you associate yourself has your best interest at hand when it comes to business. Business is about business, not emotion. And a lot of us carry emotion with us when it comes to business. Sometimes we need to separate our emotions, separate the friends and family, or my man's in them, as we say, and separate that away from doing business with people. When it comes to business, if you're dealing with corporate America, there's no excuses. There's no, oh, man, this came up, or my wife, this. They don't care about any of that. If they're ready to fire you or they want their money, they're going to say, I want my money, and there's no excuses. There's no IOUs or things like that, or giving people discounts. Nowadays, everybody seems like, oh, they're in a recession, but yet I see you the next day on camera, Instagram, and you're putting out your business as if you're spending money. So if you had enough money to spend to go do things, then you should invest in your business. We're always talking about investing in yourself, you know, and make sure your money is put to the proper resources. Make sure that you're spending money on the right things, not the wrong things, you know, when it comes to your business. And make sure you have an effective marketing plan when it comes to your business, you know. Targeting your target target market, identifying your target market, mapping out a plan and strategy or how you want to attack your market at the end of the day, you know. And whether you have management or PR, you know, as you as an individual, whether you're doing your business, whether you're an artist or just business in general, you know, and a lot of people want to know what PR stands for. PR stands for public relations. This is somebody that basically makes an individual or a person look good to media. They deal and they contact the media. They contact the people that you need to get in contact. They use their contacts in order to make their client look good on media. If you don't have a story, sometimes the PR will make up a story in order for you to get on or get out there or get noticed. They write press releases. They do write-ups. They get write-ups for you. They get you published in different different areas. They make sure that your imaging is good. You know, they make sure that you basically look good in front of the camera. You look good in front of media in general. So it's definitely, it's a lot of men and women that are out here that make a lot of these artists and businesses look good by doing PR. Most of the time when you see, you know, if there's a scandal or situations and you're like, the artist doesn't respond, they send out their PR. The PR is the person to either do the cover-up or the person to make, you know, make them look good, like if there was a scandal. So they do the write-ups and stuff and refer back to the media to give them, you know, basically the response back to whatever the situation is. So PRs are very, very valuable when it comes to a small business or business in general or artists or celebrity, you know. It's basically PRs are that backbone for an individual. So when you're looking for a proper PR, make sure you're looking for somebody that has your best interest in hand, and make sure you get somebody that's actually, you know, knows what they're doing. Check their track record. See the people that they've worked with, you know, get a bio on them. And also, you know, we have the worldwide web. You know, people can say and sit here and get your money. Make sure that you're putting your money, you know, in the right place. And that's some of the education I have on PR today. And we're going to go to some quick music, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online Business Wednesdays. We're going to have the one and only Trey Day, a.k.a. Miss Trey Davenport, live in the building. So we're going to go to some quick music, and we'll be right back.
Don't
Talking about business, getting your business together. Also, don't forget, you know, log on to www.lessradioonline.com. Check out the new things we got on here. Don't forget to check out on YouTube, Jordan Marcel. Log on to YouTube, Jordan Marcel. Check out that inhale. Check out that backseat freestyle. Look out for the video vlog. It's crazy bananas. It gives you a sneak peek behind who is Jordan Marcel. And how it all started video will be dropping soon, so check that out, man. It's crazy bananas right now. Also, log on to the YouTube, Lush Radio Online, and check out our videos doing crazy numbers. Check us out on Instagram. Follow us. We at that 11K. It's bananas. You know, M-E-2-K, Jordan Marcel _. You know, we out here. We working. Don't forget, you know, if you're looking for that high-quality HD music video, holla at us, LM Films. It's crazy right now. Holla at us on the IG, Twitter, all that is bananas. Also, if you're looking for that photography, prom, graduation, we here. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Lush Radio Online, we turned up. Don't forget to check out the new battle, Vixen versus Duchess on YouTube, on Melee TV, on Bars and Bras Traps. Check it out, Vixen versus Duchess. Go ahead and support that. It's crazy. Also, don't forget that, you know, it's all about networking. It's all about learning. You're always one person away from your blessings. So you never know who you're going to meet anywhere, you know. So make sure that, you know, you always look your best no matter what you're going through in life. Always look your best, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't have it like that, make sure your hair is clean. Make sure you have yourself together because you never know who you're going to meet and who that person is that's going to take you to your next blessing. So always look out. Network, network, network. If you don't got your business cards on hand, make sure you have something that you can refer them to, but always have some type of information to exchange contacts. If you don't have yours, get their card. You got to network because you never know. Anybody could be somebody. So never sleep on anybody you meet. You know, it's all about networking, growing your business, branding yourself. People forget that you need to brand yourself. You can't, when you're branding and you're putting some idea, the thoughts that you have in your mind and putting it out there, your brand is you. This is something you're selling to your audience that you want them to grasp and take a hold of. And branding is so essential when it comes to business, whether you're an artist, whether it's a business, whether it's a logo, just like Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola brand, we know this is Coca-Cola. Any way you see the symbol, this is Coca-Cola. You know, if we see Pepsi, that symbol, that brand, that's something that stays in our mind. You can go anywhere, but if you see that little red, white, and blue, those colors, and it looks like a yin and a yang and a Pepsi sign, you know that's Pepsi. You know, so branding yourself, this is something that's going to be longevity in your life or whatever you're doing. So if you put something out there and you're not really sure of it, you know, it's always time to change it. But make sure you change it before you put initial a push behind a brand. So, you know, it's always time, but make sure you're secure with whatever brand you're putting out there. Make sure it represents you and your brand to the fullest, you know. And you never want to associate yourself with anything that's going to be detrimental to your brand or bring your brand down, you know, because your brand is you at the end of the day. This is what you're selling. This is what you're marketing to people, and you want people to buy into it. So be mindful of what you put out there for the people. And it has to make sense, too. It has to make sense. It has to be something that people want. Like supply and demand when it comes to economics, it has to be like something that people need and they want that they're lacking already. So if there's a need for something, you should always do research when you're trying to put things out there, whether it's you know, putting out a product or things like that. Do your research about your demographics. Find out, are they single mothers? Are they married? Are they single mothers with children, without children? I mean, with children, are they, you know, people that have people that have special needs in the household, that have pets, pet owners? You know, just find out what is that need in that demographic, and you play on that and do your statistics, and then you go ahead and from that, gathering that data, whether you do, you can do SurveyMonkey, which is online, different little surveys, and send those out, you know, because, you know, other places send out surveys to find out about their demographics in order to know how to target them the proper way. And doing surveys, you know, kind of eliminates, you know, all that assumption, making assumptions that this is the right way and this is the approach. But, you know, it's trial and error. Trial and error when it comes to analyzing your demographics. So an easy way, like I said, is to do surveys. Doing surveys, sending those out. Some people do cold calls with surveying. I wouldn't suggest that, you know, because you never know if you get somebody to hang up the phone on you and stuff like that. But sometimes you do that. But I'd rather use either you send out an email, or if you do have it and you have an area where you can, every time you have clients or whatever, just to give you an all-around suggestion on things you should improve with your business and stuff like that. So always have those. And also have your marketing products, whether you need a brochure for your company. Because, you know, a lot of people like to see stuff in black and white. We can talk and we can sell stuff and have a presentation. But with your presentation, you also want to have facts and fact sheets and price sheets and stuff to back up what you're trying to sell to that client, such as if you have your media package that you have as an artist or EPK, you know, electronic press kit, because you're trying to sell yourself to, whether it's the majors or people, or you're trying to get a deal, you want to have your media kit, all your things that you're essential that you need to sell yourself. If you're doing a presentation and you're looking for an investor, you want to have, whether it's a PowerPoint presentation or you're going to have to basically have a brochure. So while they're watching the presentation, they have stuff that they can follow along with. So then they're getting a visual and they're getting written work so they can absorb everything at the same time. So you want to look the part. And looking the part is – you know, is just looking clean. Whether if you're doing a presentation, you have to look like money sometimes in order to make. You can be broke as dirt and be penniless, but if you look clean and you look the part and you speak and articulate yourself, you're liable to reel them in and catch that fish that you're looking for. And we have to learn to look the part, because sometimes we go in there and, you know, we expect, you know, we just, yeah, be who you are. I'm not saying change who you are, but sometimes you have to look the part to get what you want in this business. And this business is very cutthroat. So these are some of the things that I'm advising you when it comes to put on a suit. If it calls for it, you're looking for somebody. You're looking for somebody that's going to drop like $500,000 on you. You're going to look like you don't really need that person, but yet and still, you still need that person. So look the part. Get a suit. I don't care if you have to rent it for the day or borrow it. You put on a suit. You look the part. You articulate yourself. You have your presentation squared away. And even if not, at least you put on the best presentation that you can. And who knows? You could get that money that you're looking for. We have to learn how to play the part and play the game. This whole game of business is a game. And you have to know how to play the chess game. You know, never be the pawn of the game. You want to become the king or the queen. You have to learn to master the game and become the master of whatever game you're tackling, whatever game you're playing in life. And always be one step ahead of, how do you say, your quote-unquote competition. But there's no such thing as competition if you're focusing on bettering and progressing in whatever your craft is. First thing is analyzing your craft, knowing what your craft is. Know the ins and outs of the craft like the back of your hand. So therefore, if somebody asks you a question about your craft, you already know, boom, 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 this, that you already know exactly what it is, precisely, in detail. You can dissect it and rebuild it, and you know everything, and they can't even run anything past you. So learn your craft. Don't learn part of it. Don't half-step. Learn your craft. Learn what your craft is. Understand your craft. And become the master. And those are some of the tips I have for you. We're going to go to some more music on Lush Radio Online. This is some Indie I Read, Ready for Love. And we're going to come back on Lush Radio Online because we're turned up, you know, already in the afternoon, evening. It's 6:30 on the clock, and we're still live on Lush Radio Online. Don't forget, check out that Inhale Backseat Freestyle, Jordan Marcel on YouTube, Lush Radio Online. We are here, and we don't just educate, we entertain. Live on Lush Radio Online, Ready for Love, Indie I Read.
Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. Yeah. take me in your hand. I will learn what you teach and do the best that I can.
That was that NDIRE, Ready for Love, and we got more music coming to you right back at you on Lush Radio Online, and we turned up. Don't forget, you know, each and every Monday is Motivational Mondays, and Tuesday is the Queen's Lounge. If you missed the Queen's Lounge yesterday, they had a great show last night, and they were talking about, you know, basically what is a good date? What's your idea of a good date? And it was a great show last night, so definitely want you guys to go check that out on our archives on the show. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline and check out that show. That definitely was a hot, hot show. And don't forget to jumpstart your mornings with us. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and play some more music. I got some stuff from Tupac, Dear Mama. And we're going to be right back. And also, happy belated day to Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. We're going to play Dear Mama, and we're going to come right back. Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby, and the baby would never be with me. But I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Thinking elementary. Hey, I see the penitentiary. One day, running from the police. That's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand. For a woman, it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone.
trying to raise two bad kids on your own, and there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
and dear mama, some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
And we right back, dear mama right here, you know. And we're going to play some more music for you live on Lush Radio Online, man. We still here. I think I got some little J. Cole for y'all and, you know, Miguel. So we're going to play that in a few minutes. Power Trip. We're going to play that, and we're going to be right back. PR, learning about your business, branding yourself. Business Wednesdays with your girl Lushy Lush, man, and we're turned up.
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. All I'm saying is love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. Constant drinking in love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me open all night, Got me open all night, hey.
Okay, back when I was sleeping in my mama crib, even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater for the nigga, may eat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote this on dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh, the same club that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bossed out, 06 trying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you, my drinks fell on me while I fell on you, I'm saying.
Would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you to want me, would you believe me?
Gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, it'd be the longest bus ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever, and fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a proper trip, she got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man, my homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20, ask too bad how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame, yelling please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever.
Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want me? Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you, yeah.
I said I only wanna give it to you, and I want you more than you know. Girl, let me love you, baby. Oh, girl, let me love you. Girl, let me love you, baby. Girl, let me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you. Jet setter, go getter, nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett, and that top model chick to your everyday hood rat. Less than all, but more than a few, but I never met one like you.
Been all over the world, done a little bit of everything, a little bit of everywhere, with a little bit of everyone. But all the girls I've been with, things I've seen, it takes much to impress. But showing up your glow, it makes you so stand out from all the rest, baby.
I could be in love,
the man I can't do for you, but you can do for yourself, even though that ain't so free, because my don't know how to end, but that independent thing I'm winning, so all we do is win, baby.
I could be in love,
but
I don't know.
Maybe one thing is for certain, whatever you do is working, other girls don't matter.
Business on Wednesdays. You know, she's a busy PR, so you never know what she could be getting herself into. So hopefully, you know, we'll have her back on next week, Business Wednesdays, where we're live, your girl Lushy Lush Man, giving you some hot music, hot information. Don't forget, each and every Friday, we usually have Hot or Not Fridays, but we're not on this Friday. But just check us out through the week. Check out the archives, and it's going down. Don't forget, check out Real Live ENT. They just had a showcase this past week in New York. It was bananas. So look out. It's also a gift and suite going down in L.A. More information we'll have on the site. Holla at your girl. Let's see. We out of here. Peace.